A show of unity from the US and three allies whose spheres of influence span the Indo-Pacific, a region under pressure on many fronts from an increasingly assertive China.
The four of us committed that unilateral change of status quo by force will never be allowed in any region, especially the Indo-Pacific, and that the free and open Indo-Pacific is ever more relevant today.
In coming to Asia-Pacific, President Joe Biden has pursued a focus begun by his predecessors, despite the unfolding crisis in Europe.
At the same time, we're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe.
This is very important for Joe Biden to demonstrate to the world that the commitment to the region is unwavering. This commitment has been going on for several years, going back to the Obama administration, but there have been doubts over the last few months given the Ukraine invasion.
But the failure of India to condemn Russia and its continuing close relationship with Moscow shows some of the strains within this diverse group. China's growing economic muscle also makes it harder for neighbors to stand up to it. For Asian allies like Japan, supporting the Quad is complicated by the fact that China is its biggest trading partner, and it seems going too far in antagonizing Beijing can have real consequences in terms of business, as Australia has found to its cost. Australia has felt the impact of punitive trade restrictions for its open criticism of Beijing in recent times. But Australia's newly elected Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, promised to continue robust support for this group, which is still relatively new.
I think they're feeling their way. The Quad is, I think, quite experimental. And to this point, I don't think that the four partners have really worked out how they're going to collaborate.
After his shock remark that, yes, the US would intervene militarily against China if it attacked Taiwan, Biden had to answer repeatedly that, no, this wasn't a change in the US's long-standing position on China or Taiwan. He leaves Tokyo, hoping this gathering will be remembered more for diplomatic harmony than the controversy stirred by seemingly undiplomatic language. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Tokyo.